All right, I think I should put a disclaimer out on this episode right here. This one is funny as hell. And let me tell you why. We recorded this episode some time ago, and I recently found out that I'm in the beginning stages of menopause. So now it all makes sense. All of it makes sense. And we still haven't had that conversation yet. He don't even know I'm in the beginning stages of menopause. So when I sit him down, probably not tonight because I got my grandson, but maybe tomorrow. Yeah, we can do it tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have a sit down and I'm going to let him know it ain't you, boo-boo, and it ain't me either. It's just what we go through. And I tried to explain to him, no, when you get with an older lady, we have a almost 9-year difference. When you get with an older lady, things is different, man. When you, especially you hit that 40 mark, over that 40 mark, life changes. Life definitely changes. And I didn't know what I was supposed to be looking forward to or experiencing. And now that it's here, and he ain't even 40 yet. He's still 37. So, like, I tried to explain to him. He didn't want to listen. But, yeah, check this episode out. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, though, for real. It's about our sex life. And I don't edit anything. It's straight to the podcast. I do secretly record these episodes so he doesn't know that I have an archive full of conversations that we have that I'm gonna be letting out from time to time. And this just happened to sit right, the Starships and Rockets. I love that song, so I think that's why I named it that, this episode, Starships and Rockets, man, because guys just want to blast off all the time, man. They just want to blast off. Can we have a break? Can we be intimate other ways? Can you stimulate my brain? Like, do something different. I mean, he does that as well, too. But, I mean, I'm flattered. But it's just a lot. So, go ahead. Check out this episode. Don't forget, too, you can like, rate, review, subscribe, whatever platform you're listening to on, whatever you need to do to get this popping. Tap, tap, tap in. And if you're listening to us on Anchor, I know for sure there's a donate button because we just got our first donator. I want to say gracias por todo. Thank you for everything. And yeah, just tune in to this episode, Starships and Rockets with Damayanga and King Yanga. Enjoy. Oh yeah, and please excuse the clarity. Like I said, these are secretly recorded conversations, and sometimes I fumble because I feel like he's catching on to what's going on. So just remember when you're listening. All right, continue. What foreplay have you tried? Like,
I
tried seriously.
All type of shit.
No, you don't.
Yes, I
you do.
Do
not. Your yes, shit get hard and then you just want to stick it in.
Nigga, that's the fucking blessing.
You don't even wait till I get wet or nothing. You just want to stick it in.
You don't never be wet. I got to get you wet, too.
Yes!
I got to turn the light on. Just get wet.
That would
like,
be nice.
What the fuck is the problem with just being wet?
Nigga, like, we've been together for fucking 6 years. That's the problem with just getting wet.
Man, that's some bullshit.
So
what's the problem with my dick just getting hard? Why ain't no problem?
I am 45 years old, and you ain't going to like what I'm about to say. You know how many dicks I done had in my life? I need something new. Some tricks. Feel me? We gotta try different shit.
You don't like none of that shit.
We gotta figure out what they
do. You gotta figure it out, because I'm willing to do anything except for fuck with another nigga. You gotta figure it out. You gotta be in tune with yourself sexually. I can't get you there. You gotta be wet. You gotta be like, babe, you ain't never once since we've been together been like, babe, I'm right now, nigga. Let's do it.
You gotta do that right now because there's hella shit going on, and we've been on a straight struggle.
Nigga,
no,
you
gotta understand.
Let me tell you. No.
When you with a 45-year-old woman,
she be on her goddamn period for 2 weeks.
What?
Yes, you be on your period for
So you named her? What's her name? Why you gonna say she? What's her name?
I said you.
No, you said she, like...
You be on your period.
What's her name? She got a name, huh?
What the fuck do you mean?
I don't be on my period for 2 motherfucking weeks. No.
You be fucking with them pads for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. That has nothing to do with me being wet, my nigga.
Yeah, you
like,
don't,
seriously.
You don't even think about sex, nigga.
Make a left.
Something wrong with you. You don't even think about sex.
No, it's nothing wrong with
me. When you tell me you miss me and you be thinking about me, nigga, that's a fucking... I
miss cuddling. I miss hugging with
you. We do that every night.
I miss that part. Like, everything... If I touch you, we have to have sex. We can't just sit there and talk and hold each other.
You rub my balls all the time and we don't have no sex.
I've never rubbed your balls and not had sex. That is not the truth. If I touch your balls...
This is not an honest conversation no more.
This is an honest conversation, bro. I'm telling you, and there's nothing wrong with you being horny the way you are. You feel me? You 8 years younger than me, almost 9 years younger than me. I remember being that age, but shit changes. There's shit happening to my body right now that I really can't explain either. That's what when I first got with you, I was like, bro, I'm hella older. You're like, stop talking about that. Whoa. You feel me? I'm like, bro, no. It's a difference. You don't care. You do care when it comes down to it because you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I'm like, sometimes I really don't know. Sometimes I do know. It's because we've been really struggling right now. My focus is more on getting our shit together than anything, so it's hard for me to tune in.
You're gonna do and I've been working it, though. You're going to do whatever you can to switch up the subject. But
How about if you listen to me?
I'm listening.
Let me listen to you then. Okay, tell me
don't
what.
Don't do that.
Don't what? I'm listening now. I'm stopping. I get excited. I'm having a hard time just listening. All right, go ahead.
What?
Say what? What?
You don't like nothing. You don't like foreplay. You don't like a clit rub. You don't like nothing. You don't like nothing extra. You like missionary sex, nigga. That's some old nigga shit.
They about to get blabbed.
Nigga, you don't like, nigga, you can't take dick.
Nigga, I can't. It's just that.
No, you can't. Is that result of taking all them dicks in your life? Is that the result of that?
No, nigga, it's just that I'm just like, it gets boring sometimes. Not you, just me gotta make it right.
Right.
You never know where you're going. You've been going the same place your whole life.
You fucking yapping in my ear and I'm driving. Why don't you drive? Don't try to hold a conversation like this one.
My
dick gonna get hard as long as I want it to get hard. I don't give a fuck what niggas is talking about.
Niggas get hard off of anything. Women just don't get wet.
When niggas reach your age, they dick stop getting hard.
And remember too, like, I'm not the type of to come off a dick. You know that. So it's different for me. It's harder for me. Right? I've been like that my whole life, and I've been reading on it. And it's not. Make a left. Wow, it's not out of the ordinary for shit to be like that. You just ran a red light.
Fuck that light.
What is wrong with you, bro? Like, oh my god. Oh my god.
All these rules, goddammit.
All these rules. Oh my god. I'm just
so what'd you learn about, like,
I don't know. This is sometimes it gets frustrating because it's really hard to really explain to you
what
I'm going through sexually.
Have you done this before?
And it's nothing about you. Like, you're sexy. You got a nice size dick. Your body beautiful. I like how you touch me. You nice and strong. Like, it's just, it's more than the physical, though.
You want me to read you Einstein books or some shit? I done took you to places where you never been. You done learned history, culture. You learned another language now, nigga. You can speak another language ever since fucking with me. Tell me what we got to do and we'll do it, nigga. Do I got to build a goddamn spaceship?
Starships and rockets.
Dude, what the fuck?
Starships and rockets.
Help me build this spaceship.
I will help you.
Damn. You lucky my dick just get hard. What if you had to get my dick hard? What if I was that nigga?
No. Don't get it wrong. I'm excited. I don't get irritated that your dick get hard. It's just that
we don't have sex every time my dick get hard. Neither my dick be hard waking up. We don't have sex. Nigga, it's been plenty of days where my dick has been rock solid and we don't do nothing and I'm cool. So don't be acting like
you just got like that.
Before, you was always like that. You was just giving it to me all the time and then you just stopped.
Man, you already know. You already know. Don't act like you don't know.
Yo, suck dick, no boy. Yo, do nothing.
Damn! You already know.
I wasn't supposed to.
You already know.
Fuck all that. I know what.
You already know. You didn't piss me the fuck off.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
What do you mean you ain't supposed to say that to me? I don't care what you say to me. Say what I want you to say, whatever you want to say. But my reaction is not always going to be like, you know, at first accepting of it. But, it, you know, I like the real. Give me the real. Raw and uncut. Raw and uncut.
What's your problem?
I'm a big girl. You feel me?
What's your problem?
You already know my problem, bro. I'm not going to go over it again. You already know. I'm still mad at you.
Yeah, nigga. Women like being mad for hell alone.
I'm a Virgo. I think it is a Virgo thing, too, because I've been trying to really heal over that shit. You feel me?
Sometimes niggas never heal.
Man, so, I don't want to be that nigga, though. I don't want to be that.
I mean, that's up to you, because you gotta really forgive. You know what I mean? I forgave myself. You know what I mean? I forgave myself, shit. I ain't gonna keep letting you, you feel me? I forgave myself, and every day I prove, you feel me, that I have forgiven myself. So, nigga, I can't let you be. I used to let you knock me in order to, you know what I mean, feel bad because of this shit, but, nigga, it is what it is. You know I ain't. You know what I'm not on that. And I'm dealing with you being mad, shit. I'm dealing with it like a champ, too, if you ask me.
You always boosting yourself up. But I guess if you don't, who will?
It? Who gonna do it?
I know, whatever. I'm not mad at you.
Who gonna do
be
it?
Be your biggest cheerleader. I got you.
Because I know I'm capable of it, and niggas ain't trying to test me neither. Whatever the fuck it is.
I'm really, you know, thinking that maybe, like, remember how about a year ago or so, I started tapping into, like, sexual demons, energetic imprints, and sexual energies. You feel me? I really think that some of that stuff hasn't been released from the both of us, and we need to learn how to heal from that. Like I'm saying, because every person that you tap into it, you know what I'm saying? Every person that you had sex with before me, you've never released that energy, vice versa, because we've never known that it was.
I think I've been affected more than you.
Yeah. So I think.
You agree with that?
Huh?
You agree with that?
Yeah, to a certain extent.
I think I've been affected more than you have.
Yeah, I think that that's a part of maybe a part that we need to really start studying on how to release it. I already kind of started researching it and stuff like that, and it's all about grounding ourselves in nature and what we already do, but I think we have to do it more regularly, and it's hard because it's about to be winter time. You know what I mean?
Are you scared of the cold?
No, I just hate the cold.
What's the difference?
But I think we have a lot of
Right, what you scared of?
I just don't like the cold. I hate being cold.
Right, what you scared of?
I'm not afraid of it. I just don't like it. But I think we need a lot to release those energies and those imprints and, you know, all that built up.
Yeah, you got some. You imprinted some ugly imprints on me.
Wow. How about you?
Some fucked up imprints.
How about you?
No, nigga, you got me in that category.
How I got you? What?
I got some fucked up demons running around me.
Sexual demons. That stuff is real. I really believe it, too.
You, nigga. Nobody else. You brought them demons. I was cool with mine.
No, you was not.
Yes, I was.
No, you were holding on to some bad ones as well.
Nope, I ain't start acting like this till I got with you.
What, as far as what? Acting like what? I don't understand that. Acting like what?
I'm acting.
How is it that you're acting? Give me like an example. Because I don't understand that.
You been with me for 6 years and you don't know how I'm acting?
You start getting rude. You were really.
Them was your demons.
I think it was some of your insecurities.
I don't have none.
That's a damn lie.
What insecurities do I have?
Everyone has insecurities.
What insecurities do I have?
The conversations that you have with yourself. You know what the conversations you have with yourself. You know when you feeling
the
in
only,
your
the only
in,
thing,
in your gut, you nope, know what you're feeling.
No one is that secure. Yes, I am not secure. But let me tell you this.
All right.
I'm the type of person, if I let somebody into my, how I let you in, you in. Hold on. You in, right? So you're in there, right? So you could play around. You could do shit. You can knock a shit off the wall. You can knock a vase and break it. And what I'm, you feel me? It's a lot of things that you're capable of doing while you're in that I allow. You know what I mean?
You just started trusting me.
And that.
After something tragic, though. Took something tragic for you to trust me.
You know, I trust you still. I'm just showing you that I trust you every day like you show me. You know what I mean? Do something.
I always do something. I can't keep proving to you. I just gotta be me. And I'm gonna be me. It's up to you to receive that. And you weren't receptive of that. Because you were fighting, like I said, your own insecurities. Because of your past sexual demons, sexual imprints, and soul ties. That was you. You never learned how to release them. So they had dominion over your...
Oh, it sounds like you doing this pointing a finger now.
I'm not pointing a finger. I'm just telling you because I was...
I did take accountability.
Because I relinquished...
Because you just once said I'm insecure.
I didn't say you were insecure. I said your insecurities.
And then blame it on my past relationships. You ain't taking accountability for nothing.
See, you're not listening, babe. You're being on the defensive like you always do. I said your insecurities. It's different.
I have none, and you challenged that.
I did challenge that because I witnessed them.
What insecurities?
I've witnessed them.
What insecurities?
You know what happened? I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to just go down that road. Your insecurities led you to make some really bad decisions.
Yours did too.
No, it wasn't my insecurity. It was like my eyes don't give a fuck. There's a difference. There's a big difference.
You got me fucked up.
What?
You heard me.
No, I don't have you fucked up.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you're always so... What's the word? You always act like you're so so poised. You feel me? Like that's that. Like in order for you to let me in, you had to be vulnerable. You have to be vulnerable for someone to, especially a man.
So I'm acting like I'm poised. I'm not poised.
I'm talking about with me. You be like you said. You've allowed certain things. And it's driving you crazy because you're not used to acting this way. So you're seeing a new side of yourself from what you tell me. I only can go off what you tell me.
What are we talking about specifically now?
How the part, like you say, you don't have any insecurities. You're seeing, you feel me, that you have insecurities. And I think a part of that is why, you know, when you are vulnerable to me, that makes you more sexy to me. And not that you are. I love that masculine energy in you. I love, you know, that beast in you. Like, that turns me on. But there's more to that, you know. You gotta release some of that other side too, though. You know, like me, I had to tone down my masculine energy being with you, right?
Definitely, but at the same time, do you turn up your femininity? Do you turn up like
that's
do
a good
you,
question
do you do the fuck you supposed to do as a woman, like turn down your masculinity and then do what? Wait for me to do what? You gotta balance both. You gotta turn up your femininity and turn me on just like you want me to turn you on.
You always turned on.
That's not good enough.
What do you mean?
That ain't good enough.
Okay, we getting somewhere now. We getting somewhere
because you always asking me to do more. But you can't, you know what I mean, ask me to do more and you not doing more. You gonna seem like, and then you want equality. You want this, you feel me?
I don't want equality. I just want us to be compatible.
We are compatible, but you see, you know what I mean? We're different. We're different. We're compatible, but we're different. You know what I'm saying? And you saying you have to turn down your masculinity. What the fuck you even worried about that for?
Because I had to in order for you to be comfortable.
So you had this not, you had this, so your normal self means that your masculinity is up.
Yes. And I fight that every day.
And your femininity is down.
Yes.
So I think, you know what I mean? Because is this even about me and my insecurities? Or is this about you? Us? Which one is it? It shouldn't be about me, this talk. Whatever the fuck we talking about.
We started talking about sex. Yeah, and then yeah, you wanted to know how I can be more sexual because I'm not sexual. And I wanted to be...
turned down.
But I want you to be like... I want you to be more, what's the word I'm looking... I want you to be more sure of your role.
You want me to be more, and you're sure of your role.
I am definitely sure of my role. You don't think I am?
I mean, I should only be worried about my role, right?
Right.
Just like you should be worried about yours.
I know, but I'm giving you reasons why, like, it's been... I know I'm doing better. I can see things seeming better. You know, because for a while you weren't sure of your role. So like I said, there's a lot of things that happened because of that. I don't think I was insecure. I knew what I wanted, you know. And I just wanted you to be sure what you wanted and stop being afraid. So that, to me, when you're sure of that and you don't allow, you know, those insecurities to take over. Because they're there. Everyone has insecurities. But when you lead with those, it starts fucking up everything. You make really bad decisions. But when you lead with love and trust and understanding and all that, it guides you in a whole different direction. And you not ever having to do that before and having to do that with me was really a really hard transition.
Who has done it with you?
Lots of people, babe. I've turned down a lot of relationships. Almost everybody that I've ever been with has wanted to marry me. But I just knew...
Is that what this is about?
Huh?
Is that what this is about?
No, it's about me making this one of those... I consider you my life partner. I'm willing to work with you. You feel me? I'm learning too. So that's why I'm digging into myself as well. But there's a lot of things that... had me not being with certain men that I want to tell you about and that turn me off. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
There's a lot of things that turn me off about a lot of men that I've been with, and I'm making sure that, you know, I want to let you know that in so many ways. I don't be like, oh, this nigga did that. I ain't fuck. That's why I didn't fuck with him. I just say certain things like, oh, I don't like when you do that, babe. I need you to be more like this. You know what I mean? And like you telling me, you need me to be more feminine. There's nothing wrong with that. Tell me. You want me to be more creative? You want me, what? Whatever it is, just let me know. Wait, in a good way, though. In a loving way.
So that's what this is about.
I guess this is what it ended up, you know? I don't know. Our conversations always, you know, go in the direction that they go in. I don't think we try to force them in a certain direction. Should we start trying to force them in a certain direction? Or because we, like, seem like we're going running around chasing our tails or what? Like,
I think what we battle with most is the fact that you like staying in one spot and...
I like stability.
Stability is wherever you are at and have ability. Whatever, you feel me? I gotta...
You're a water sign, babe. I'm an earth sign.
And put me anywhere.
But see, there goes, you're a man, and it's easier for you because you don't have to worry about a lot of things that a woman has to worry about, especially someone my age. You have to understand, I walked away from stability. You feel me? Not, it was my decision, but you know, everything that I knew, everything that I was used to, I walked away from. And changed my whole life, you know? And I need some of it back. It don't have to be the same way, exact way, but I need some of that back. For me to flourish.
Have you had to really worry?
As far as what?
Anything.
It's been hard for me. Like I said, my whole life has been...
I can see that. But yeah, I'm from the... You know what I mean? I could deal with this. It's like, I mean, you're right. As a pair, you feel me? We gotta float.
Apples and oranges and pears. We gotta be pears. In a world full of apples and oranges and lemons, you gotta be a pear.
You gotta be a pear.
Only when you're in a relationship, though.
Man, I don't fucking know.
You high?
Yeah, I'm high. But I'm just saying, we started talking about something, then we ended talking about something else. And
the beauty of being open, right?
So what's the verdict?
The verdict is I need to work on my femininity. We need to both work.
Where are you going
to
start doing that?
Right now. And we both need to work on releasing those sexual demons, working on our soul ties and energetic imprints, and figuring out how to heal from that. I think that's the conclusion, because we've never worked towards that. And right now it's really hard because all the stuff we have on our plate, like, you still are running around crazy because you have a lot on your plate. You know what I mean? Being a CEO of a company,
capable,
you know, teaching Spanish classes, like, you have a lot going on, but we have to use each other, like, you know, to get, like, you have to take some of my stability and my order, you know what I mean, and I have to take some of your spontaneity, and we gotta learn.
Not giving a fuck.
I've learned a lot of that. I've done that for 6 years. I need to give a fuck now.
No, you gotta continue to not give a fuck.
I gotta give a few fucks.
It's gonna come.
I gotta give a few fucks.
Watch.
I gotta give a few fucks. Yeah, just a few.
I gotta still be me.
It has to sit right with my soul. And I don't have to go all the way in like I did before, clocking in and all that shit. You feel me? But there has to be just a little bit.
I don't give a fuck.
You got a penis, babe. It's different.
I got a big one.
Bye. I'm done. We're done with this conversation. I can't with you sometimes. See, I ain't right. I should be ashamed of myself. I just saw the date of our last podcast, and it's been over a week. And you know what? I blame it on this menopause. I'm telling you, my head hurt right now. My head hurt right now. I am tired. I get confused. There's no clarity. Like, there's times where I just have to I feel like I'm in the twilight zone and I can't put my thoughts together. It's crazy. I hope it's not dementia. Lord Jesus, I know I'm too young for that, but I'm gonna continue working out. And I hope my baby, I hope Kenyanga understands, you know, I'm about to be 46. I just turned 45. I'm turning 46. I'm almost at 50. My body's changing. His body ain't really changing at all. He looks the exact same. So, you know, us women, we deal with a lot. But I really think that men go through, I wouldn't say periods, but they have hormonal imbalances once a month. You can't tell me no different. I've been with too many men, and I noticed that shit. So it just doesn't affect their sex drive like it affects ours. And, you know, the dryness and the pain when through an intercourse. There's just a whole bunch of stuff I'm just learning. And We didn't really touch on that, but we did touch on a little bit about the soul ties, sexual demons, and energetic imprints. That's big. That is really big, and we don't talk about that enough. And hopefully I can get people who really understand what it is that can really educate us a little bit more. But all I know is that returning to nature, it heals everything. So let's take the time to go back into nature, to return to nature, and let Mother Nature do its thing, and let Mother Nature heal us through all this that we do to ourselves. And for the things that we have no control of, we can, you know, hand it over to the universe. So thank you for tuning in. Oh my goodness, I enjoyed this. I really don't talk a lot about my personal issues as far as sex goes and intimacy. I'm just not someone who's open like that because maybe I'm just really uneducated in that department. You know, man, I can't hold my bladder. I can't hold my bladder no more. I get up like 50 times a night to go pee. And he just looking at me like, what the hell did I get myself into? And I tried to warn his ass. I did. I'm like, bro, I'm too old for you. I know, because I'm always, you know, dating younger men. And he's just like, you always making an excuse. I'm like, I should have went with my gut instinct. Look at him. He probably mad right now. I hope he hear this podcast too. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to the Pop Up Podcast. This is Dama Yanga, and King Yanga was doing his thing. I love that he's opening up. This is really helping our relationship. It's creative therapy, really. And I'm just mumbling and rambling and going on and on and on because I'm excited. But anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. Catch you on episode 5. Hopefully I'll get it in a week. So I think I'm going to post them on Thursdays, either Thursday or Fridays. I'll let you know. Ciao.